Dennis, you must be pleased with the performance, but it was a story of missed chances.
Yeah, we couldn't do any more. You know, we've had more chances today than we had against Gazi last week. We've won 5-1, and not only that today, we've had all the possession as well. I mean, that's the most one-sided draw I think you'll ever see.
Yeah, have you ever known a game with so many missed chances?
No, the keeper must have 10 toes, because it must have hit his toe 5 times on the line. You know, the one that's hit the bar there, how that stayed out. But countless opportunities, you know, we've had him there from 6 yards out, clearing the box and missed the target. But incredible game not to win that.
Nevertheless, you must take something away in terms of the performance of your side.
Yeah, well, you know, I've been saying that, you know, our squad's the best it's been, and even today, you know, Rene's still not there. You know, Kane Felix has had a bit of an illness there. So we're still not at full strength, but our squad is really good. So when you've got a really good side now, you're going to have performances like that, because I don't think we're weak really in any areas on the pitch. So it was a strong performance against a playoff contender, and just unfortunate not to win.
But at least you got something out of the game, and that goal before half-time from Liam Mars was crucial.
Yeah, I mean, what's Marzi doing up there? You know, we've broke so quick. You know, Messiah's gone round the fella. Garns has managed to get himself in the box. Marzi's managed to get himself in the box. So it just shows the desire in the team. And for Marzi to be in that position, that should be a left winger tapping that in. And Marzi's, you know, practically on the goal line when the ball's gone in. So unbelievable desire. You know, Marzi's probably the worst finisher at the club. You know, in training, he just can't hit a barn door. But thankfully, he's only 2 yards out. So it was close enough for him to hit the target.
Most of the chances seem to fall to Scott Garner, and when he hit that one in almost the last minute and it hit the bar, but you thought that was it.
Incredible, you know. Yeah, I mean, it's unbelievable. You think he's walking on that, normally he just side puts it in the corner and it's a goal, but Garner's had 3 or 4 of them.
Tell me about that.
You know, from inside the box where he normally strokes it home, and today it got in. But you know, Dow's had plenty of chances there to score a goal. Like I say, it's just the most one-sided draw I've ever seen, I think.
We mentioned Scott Garner there. You're going to miss him for the next couple of games through suspension. How big of a blow is that for you?
Massive. He's awesome. You know, you see today the amount of tackles he's put in, and you know, when you're centre midfield playing, you see Garner's coming striding over to you. You want to get rid of that ball as quickly as you can. But you know, he's been awesome. We're going to miss him, but we'll just get on with it.
Who can you see moving forward into to replace him in there? Can Zach Mills get up there? He's a similar kind of player in that he's all action and gets about the pitch.
No, well then who do we put at centre half? You know, so no, we'll work it out. You know, we've got Holly. You know, we've got one or two options there that we can look at that. So we'll see how we go this week.
Hyde coming up next weekend. I'm sure everyone will be expecting you to win that game, but I suppose you can't take them too lightly. They gave you a good game here earlier in the season.
Yeah, you can't take no teams for granted, especially away from home, you know. So Hyde have been no different. They're fighting for their lives and they need to get their next win as soon as possible. So last year, I think at the same time, we went and come unstuck at Workington, I think, away when we lost 1-0 away there, when we should have won that game. So we won't be taking nothing lightly, but like I say, I'm really confident in this team that we've got. And it showed that in recent games that we're a strong side now.